Blog Talk Radio.
Without your husband or your wife. You know that's wrong. You are to do what our Father in heaven says. You are to have one wife and love her, one husband and love him. Remember what Isaiah 4:6 has to say. He tells us that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, saying, thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. You don't want God to do that. You don't want our Father to do that. Also remember, in 2 Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, the rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and evil babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. You know, some preachers, they just start babbling, blah, 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 blah. And they call themselves talking to our Father in heaven. It feels like running water when you're talking to God. You speak to him and you speak to him in truth. You tell him what's on your mind. And, you know, all of a sudden, you will start speaking in an unknown language. And you will start feeling the water running through your belly. And you don't want to give it up. Why? I know that that happens because it has happened to me once before. And I didn't know what was going on. Someone should have told me that when you're talking to God for real, you feel it in your belly. It feels like running water. And you never want that to stop. Nonetheless, let me start my program. Let me Excuse me, I had to burp. So where shall I go? I have turned to Jude chapter 34. Let's read verse 1 where it says, and it's spelled, that's in the Old Testament. I've read this to you before. However, I just turned there again. I think that our Father wants you, sheep, to know this. Psalms is spelled P-S-A-L-M 33, chapter 34, verse 1. I will start there. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Thank you, God. I have so many of them. I'm going to stop there. I have read to you Psalms chapter 34, verse 1 through 5. I hope our Father will add, will give you understanding of the words that have been read in his honor. Now I want to say an opening word of prayer, and I hope my Father will accept what I say. Thank you for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. Thank you for healing those who are in the hospital with an illness, with sickness and disease. Go by and touch them, Father, as you went by and touched me. You made me come back, even though I did not know I was in this world. I thank you, Father, for bringing me back. I thank you so much for looking, taking care of me. And you just brought me back I'm here trying to tell those who will listen to follow you. Father, I thank you for protecting us in Detroit. Natural and chemical disasters. Bless you, Father. Bless you for all that you are doing for us, sheep. For giving us excellent health, insane mind, and prosperity. I thank you for all the good that you do for us, even though we don't know sometimes that we may be doing something that you don't allow, but you're still protecting us. And thank you for giving us courage to do your will and be obedient to you. I thank you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Amen. Listen, sheep, there's one thing that I want you to do. I want you to get out and vote today. Today is voting day, and it's a good day here in Detroit, although it might be starting to rain. I just see it look in the streets earlier today, and they were wet. So if you can go right now, go out and vote. I went out and I voted for Democrats. Yes, I am a Democrat. I have had enough of those who are in rule, who are constantly lying to us and bringing up, having us to pay high insurance. They don't know what it's like for us poor people. We are suffering out here. And I want to change. I don't want to see not a Republican in sight. Now, there's one in Detroit, one young man. He's a black man and running Republican. He's on the wrong ticket as far as I'm concerned. I would have voted for him, but he's on the wrong ticket. That's the only thing that I have against him. Now, sheep, I want to tell you about what happened to me this past Sunday. I normally don't go out to a singing to hear any gospel singers, but this past Sunday I went to Great Mount Olive to listen to singers. I may not have gotten all their names, but they sung really good. Now, if this singing, if our Father doesn't accept this type of singing, well, I will not either. But right now, I really enjoyed listening to the group called the Stars, Stairways to Heaven. I wrote their names down, and I wrote it quickly, so it's difficult for me to read what I wrote down. They're called the Stairways to Heaven. Also, I listened to another group called the Stars of Faith. Listened to another group called the Heavenly Stars. If this is the group that I listen to, these groups, they are a group of singing, and I love the way that they sing. Yes, sir. Then there was another group there called Walter Allen Steele and whatever group he was with. I couldn't write fast enough. They should have said it. And then there was another, the last group, the group that I came to see, that I went to see, called the Southern Sons of Memphis. I need to look them up on the computer because I want to get some more information on them, and I want them to come back. Hopefully, my Father in Heaven will bless me with some money to go see this Sunday, this coming up Sunday on the 14th, and it's called Brown's Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, and I should not, I don't want to make a give them an advertisement because I need to read the word of our Father. But if my Father blesses me with $20 and feeling in good health, I will take my slow self, my slow walking self over there to see the group called the Pure Heart Travelers, their 51st anniversary. And I met one of the guy that gave me a flyer out to come out there. I plan to come out there and look at the wonderful singers that they have coming from Lexington, Mississippi, and other groups. The Newsom Family, the Heavenly Stars, the Trumpets, Dynamic Gospel Tone. I plan to be there if God will bless me with $20, it says. I hope he certainly will. Now, let me get on with my reading for today's lesson. We were at, I stopped off Friday in Exodus 39, verse 21. That's where I start reading from. I have read Exodus 37 as well as 38 and have gone on to Exodus 39, and I stopped there. Hopefully I can read on. You know, we got one more chapter to go before we get into Leviticus, and we need to know this in Leviticus. We need to know all of this in Exodus, because if our Father decides to give us a test, like he says he would in when we leave this body, I expect and I believe that we will be given a test, and there are some things that we should remember. We're talking about the ephods and what the pastors should wear upon their heads and all this, the curtains and the girdles and whatever they should wear. And let's start reading where I left off, Exodus. That's in the Old Testament. Now, yeah, the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 39, verse 21. That's where I'll start reading today. and hopefully I'll know what it said, and we will be able to explain it to you if you should think of, if I don't know anything, I should, and I think that you should know, I will try to explain to you what he is being said. I hope I will. I pray that our Father will direct me in his path to tell you the truth. Now let's go to Exodus 39, chapter 39, verse 21. And they did bind the breastplate. Excuse me, someone just called me. Let me see who's calling. But they will have to wait. I don't know who that person is. Let's start reading again. Exodus chapter 39, verse 21. And they did bind the breastplate by his rings unto the Lord of the ephod with the lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not be loose from the ephod, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue. And there was a hole in the midst of the robe, as the hole of the Haber garden. Let's try that again. Haber be joined with a band around about the hole, that it should not rend, that is to split or break away. And they made unto the hems of the robe pomegranate of blue and purple and scarlet and twined linen. And they made bells of pure gold and put the bells between the pomegranate upon the hems of the robe round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, and a bell and a pomegranate round about the hem of the robe to minister him as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made coats of fine linen of woven work for Aaron and his sons in a mitre is like a headdress that of a my phone, I don't know why I jumped to that. I am at verse 37 of chapter 40. I know that everything that I've read has not been recorded, and I will have to call back, I think. I am at verse 32. When they went into the tent of the congregation, and when they came near unto the altar, they washed, as the Lord had commanded Moses, in the rear of the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging, of course, the hanging the curtains. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the cloud of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up over the curtain, up over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journey. But if the cloud were not taken, then they journeyed not until the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of the house of the Lord, house of Israel, without all their journey. And I hope that you see, understand what I have read. This, what I have read, was very important. I may have to come back and read it again, because this new phone of mine cut off and was acting up. I don't understand what was going on with it. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My. I really don't understand why my phone keeps interrupting me and is doing this. So hopefully you should hear me. I am having a hard time. This is the devil attacking me. It should not be. He started attacking me Sunday night, about 20 minutes after I had gotten home. And he has been attacking me ever since. Again, I was saying, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, and thank you all for listening to me. You understand, now you understand some of the things that I go through just by trying to be obedient to our Father in heaven. I want you to always read Exodus chapter 28. Read it for yourself, where it tells you that you are to keep the Sabbath, you're to keep it holy. And Sabbath starts, you who do not know, on Friday evenings and ends. Excuse me, I had to burp. There goes Satan again, attacking me. And ends on Saturday evening. You sheep are to have your three P's ready so that you'll know what I'm talking about, in case you want to write down. The three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. Some of you have gotten savvy, computer savvy, and you have computer notebooks and tablets. And I don't understand those things. This is this new phone that I have. I don't understand how it works and why it keeps interrupting me while I try to come to you on Blog Talk Radio. Let me have a word of closing prayer. Father, help us. Keep us away from the devil at all times. He's bothering me right now. He keeps interrupting me. And I have no reason why. I don't understand why he interrupts me. I'm trying to tell the family what I know. I'm trying to tell the sheep what I know. Bless you for hearing me, Father, and keeping me as always. And I will tell you this. See, I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books, The Unseen, The Passion, and The Broken Plant by Sandra Harris. If you will, I will be happy. No one has done so yet. They maybe when I first started, they purchased a couple of books. So I want you to keep in mind, I want you to read Exodus chapter 39 and 40, that I have been interrupted by my telephone. I don't know for what reason why. And I thank you all for listening. Next week, we will start reading Leviticus, and perhaps Leviticus chapter 1. I am going to hang up and find out what is going on with my telephone. All I was doing was just talking. All of a sudden, somebody started interrupting me, calling me, and I don't appreciate that. You know, Sheik, that you're not supposed to call me while I'm on my program. I will not answer you. The Lord didn't tell me to answer telephone calls. He told me to feed his sheep and to minister unto his people and to unto the people. When I was thinking that, he would mean like minister unto black people, but he didn't. He said minister unto the people. Fear not, I will be with you. And I believe he's with me. I thank you all for listening, and I hope you are listening, because I have had interruption, after interruption. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know he loves forever. Got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and pray to Jesus. He's love. He's you down,
honey, and all that.
I know. Deep down in my soul.